Welcome to the podcast Gestalt Therapy, Living Here and Now with Elizabeth Wille. Every month, Elizabeth takes you through an issue which she has come across in her Gestalt praxis, read about, or simply bumped into just living life. The topics are related to mental well-being, existential questions, what makes your life meaningful, and also what makes it heavy. Every episode is designed around the same set of headline, which hopefully will make it easier for you to make sense of what you hear. You can read much more about Elizabeth and how she works on her website, willegestalt.eu.
Hi again, and welcome to the 10th episode of Gestalt Therapy, Living Here and Now. This episode is about when your body hurts after being stressed. This episode I wanted to do for a long time, but it's delicate because I used to be a person who always found it annoying when, for example, my friend told me that my neck or my stomach was hurting because I was stressed. And so what? It really hurts, and my life is like my life is at the moment, I would say. What now if there's really something wrong? I ought to see a doctor. And deep down, I believe, I for many years just hoped the doctor would be able to give me a pill and I would feel better. Well, then Gestalt came into my life and hurt from my body became more than something I might need to talk over with the GP. It became kind of like a communication from me to me. Well, enough about me. Let's get started with today's episode. Figure of today. Today's figure is about when your body hurts, and we will look at this especially in connection with being stressed. Sometimes I can see it on my clients already when they arrive. In the praxis where I work, I go down and let the client in the front door, and then we walk up together one floor to the praxis room. This short walk will already give me a lot of information about how the client actually is. Sometimes they will run up, taking several steps at the time. Sometimes they have a real slow and tired way of walking. Sometimes they will spend much more time on one leg than on the other leg, and so on. This already gives me input for the question to the client about how they are. If I get the answer, fine. I might actually refer to what I noticed on the way that they were walking, just to get a bit more meat on the fine answer. A couple of times I have also asked the client to take the stairs again, but in a very different way, and then see what it might give them to, for example, walk very, very slow if they were usually fast. Sometimes you discover important stuff when you are exploring the opposite pole of where you spend most of your life. Back to the pain and the hurt in the body and its relation to stress. I have never had a client who were unable to point out where their body would hurt when they had been under pressure for a long time, when they had been stressed for a long time. You're welcome to take a moment right now and think through where you feel it in your body when you have been under pressure or been stressed for a period. Well, I will bet you know where you feel it. Maybe it's the neck, maybe the stomach, maybe the legs, or some other part of you. Often we think about stress as something which has to do with working too much or having a lot going on. So something relating to being busy. But stress can appear due to many other things than being too busy. For example, being without a job. So basically being stressed about feeling you have too little to do. Or being in a situation, a life situation, for example, a marriage, which are not working out. Stress will arise due to not knowing what to do. Or stress which develops for students in their last year of college or uni, or even before. Stress not only about passing exams, but also about what to do afterwards, which job to apply for, how working life will be, fear of not being able to find a job, and so on. Stress could also be when your life changes. For example, if you move to another city, country, or neighborhood, or if you start a family, moving in together with your boyfriend, girlfriend, or become a mom or a dad, or plan to have children. Many of the life changes I mentioned here are part of normal lives, and still for most people, they demand extra time and extra energy, like having a busy job for a period. So please keep in mind, when we talk about pain in the body due to stress, think about stress in a very broad, diverse way. Well, please think about stress which arises from many different sources, long-term, short-term, and so on. How is this important? How is it important if we have pain in our body after being stressed? Well, remember, we are not asking why it's important. Then the answer would have been something like, well, it's not nice to have pain. But in Gestalt, we ask a lot of how questions. We have before spoken about one of my clients, Hugo. Let me now introduce you to Alma. Alma came to see me because she had over a period had some heavy back pains. She had seen a GP and had also seen a physiotherapist, and the treatment had helped her on and off. The physiotherapist had at some point suggested that she also saw a therapist just to see if this in some way could help her. Already when Alma walked up the stairs to my practice, I could see that she was in some sort of pain, legs, knees, back, or something else. Alma told me a bit about herself and about her back pains. I asked her just to feel the pain, not to do anything, just concentrate on where she felt it, right there in the chair, if it was felt more in one particular part of her body, which shape the area of pain had, if it was a steady pain or if it was fluctuating, and so on, many different questions. And no interpretation of where the pain came from, why it was there, and so on. Just feeling, seeing how it felt right there and then. Finally, I asked her to take a couple of deep breathings while she was focusing on the most painful area of her back. And then just to do what she felt like. She felt like wriggling a bit in the chair to loosen up the back after all the intense concentration. And then she asked for an extra pillow to support her back. Alma explained afterwards how she felt weak because her back was hurting so often. Some days she would be so bad that she could have difficulties concentrating on her work. It felt like all her capacity and energy went straight to her sore back. During the weekend, she would get up early so she could have time to do some of the exercises the physio had explained her would be good. And afterwards, the usual weekend program of shopping, washing, cleaning, driving the kids to their activities, seeing some friends, and so on would start. She loved her weekends, but sometimes she had simply stayed home from social gatherings because the pain was eating all her energy. Towards the end of our first session, I asked her to check back on the pain again. It was still there, maybe moved a bit up. In the following sessions, Alma spoke more about her life and how full it was at the moment, as she said. Every time we gave the back pain some attention, not with any particular aim, just to notice exactly how it was. We also did a couple of experiments. Imagining Alma could put the pain out on a chair and look at it and ask it what it wanted. After 4 or 5 sessions, Alma started thinking about that maybe her life was too full and maybe she would need to do some changes, even if a lot of what was filling up her life was bits and pieces she really liked. There was simply too much of it all. Alma continued her sessions with the physio for a while and incorporated in general more physical activity in her life, like, for example, biking to work. She finalized the sessions with me and started with a coach. After a period, she wrote me and told me how the work with the coach had helped her structuring and implementing some lifestyle changes, and how she, from time to time, still might have back pains, and that she now would check in with the pain to see if the pain had any news for her, so to say. I believe the case of Alma shows how pain often is a combined and complex issue. It takes a lot of awareness and dedication to use this information which the pain might have for us. In the case of Alma, her pain might just have gotten worse and worse if she had kept adding stuff she thought she needed to do to get rid of the pain. She needed to dare to dig into the pain and use it to understand what was needed of her more, or actually, in this case, less of it all. And here, do let me remind you, like I always do in the disclaimer, always remember to combine your therapeutical work with a visit to a medical doctor, if needed, to make sure that you don't overlook any additional information about what's happening to you. Some of us tend to hide the body pain for a while and think about ourselves as weak if we can't recover overnight or don't want to show we're stressed or feel we can't do what's needed or can't just get on with it, as some people might tell us or tell themselves. So to answer how it is important if we feel pain in our body after being stressed, let's start also to look at pain in the body as a sign you get from the stress or the growing stress via your body to regulate yourself. The pain might actually have important information which can help you get back on your feet again, get back in balance again. A bit about what's Gestalt in all of this. What's then Gestalt in all of this body pain stress talk? Let me go back and look at what happened in the sessions with Alma. Well, first Alma concentrated a lot on the pain in her back. The Gestalt method makes use of phenomenology. We work phenomenon by phenomenon. And we do this moment by moment. And Alma's back pain for sure is the phenomenon which absolutely is the main figure for her, the main focus for her. Alma is not just talking about the pain, she simply senses how the pain is, shape, placement, etc. Maybe you remember that in episode 3 about the Gestalt method and also in episode 8 about how staying in the moment is important, I spoke about the 3 awareness zones. In short, the zones are how you use your clever head, how you use the 5 senses, and finally, how you notice sensations in your body, like, for example, pain, but also pleasure, shiverings, fever, tension, and emotions, and so on. This zone is called the inner zone. Alma is being very phenomenological and using her inner zone when she concentrates on the pain. In the session I described earlier, where we worked with the empty chair, here Alma spoke directly to the back pain, which we imagined sat on a chair. It becomes possible for Alma not just to talk about and observe the pain, but actually to talk to the pain. Well, I know it sounds weird when I'm saying it like this, but trust me, it often works. Works in the way that there are no given right result. It's an experiment, right? And you will need to use your clever head, one of the other awareness zones, to figure out how you will deal with the information you get. Alma was asking the pain on the chair what it needed, what it wanted, how she could help it, and so on. And this helped her figure out that there was simply too much going on in her life. I believe this is enough Gestalt theory for this time. Let's move on. Closing the Gestalt. So dear listener, when the body hurts, yes, go see a doctor and do also train your full awareness. Train your full awareness to be sure to get the message from you to you. And this will help you adjust, regulate moment by moment and year by year, so you can keep your balance as best possible. And so you can get back in balance when you have been stressed and out of it. This was all for me for this episode. Thanks a lot for listening again.
Thanks for listening to this episode. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show via your podcast app of choice. Should you have any questions or comments, feel free to get in touch with Elizabeth Wille. You will find all the needed details on the website willegestalt.eu. Just a quick disclaimer, all case stories are anonymized and no clients directly quoted without prior written consent. And remember, any information you hear on this podcast, see on the Wille Gestalt website, Facebook page or Instagram, is for information purposes only and should never be a substitute for actual mental and/or medical advice from a doctor, psychiatrist, or any other health professional.